This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm David Lazarus of the Los Angeles Times. This week, Apple agreed to settle a class action lawsuit filed by peeved parents. They're complaining that their kids racked up big bills on mobile device games that appeared to be free and weren't, and that Apple made it way too easy to get into trouble. The problem involves so-called in-app purchases. That's when you're playing a game and you spend a little money to get a bigger sword, a better house, bonus points. Stacey Vanek Smith has the story.
A couple of years ago, Brent Goldberg's two young sons downloaded Dolphin Play, a free game on their iPod Touch. In the game, you raise dolphins and other fish in a tank. There are also spending opportunities.
And you would get these coins and you would exchange them for virtual fish.
In the case of Goldberg's seven-year-old, $50 worth of virtual fish.
And I found out 2 hours later when the credit card company called and said I had some weird charges coming through. I'm like, oh, where's it from? And they're like, oh, it's from Apple. I'm like, boys, what are you doing?
That cry has echoed through houses across the country, roughly 23 million houses in the case of this Apple settlement. Moms and dads say Apple did not put enough parental controls in place on free app games and made it too easy for young kids to unknowingly spend their parents' money. Parents like Mike Bertrand.
The kids were very surprised to learn that they were spending real money and very confused about it.
Bertrand's three young kids started playing a free iPad game called Tapfish.
It's a little virtual aquarium, but if you want to buy different tanks, if you want to buy little castles or little fish, you have to use what appears to be play money.
It's not play money. Bertrand realized what was going on when he noticed an email receipt from the iTunes store for $150.
I started going through some other ones that had been trapped in my spam folder and found that over the course of about a week, my kids had tallied about $1,500 on the game.
Apple reimbursed both Mike Bertrand and Brent Goldberg. They didn't join the class action suit. In agreeing to settle the case, Apple will give many parents a $5 iTunes gift card. Those whose kids' fishy charges topped $30 will get cash refunds. The settlement adds up to around $100 million.
The question is whether this is a deceptive practice.
Colby Zintel is with advocacy group Common Sense Media. She applauds the settlement and points out Apple has put some barriers in place to stop this from happening. There's now a setting on iPhones, iPads, and other devices that requires a password before you can spend real money inside of a game or app. Still, Zintel takes issue with some of the free games aimed at children.
The ability to press a button and move to a next level and you're charging your parents' credit cards, you have to question what the business practices are.
Those business practices grew out of the app marketplace, says Renee Ritchie of tech news site iMore.
When the App Store originally launched in 2008, there were apps like Super Monkey Ball, and that was a $10 app.
But Ritchie says nobody wanted to pay that much for an iPhone game.
And this model emerged called freemium.
Freemium means the game itself is free, but things inside the game cost money.
Instead of having to earn something in a game, you can just buy it.
Betting on impatience paid off. Ritchie says all of the top-grossing games right now are free-ish. And they'll stay free if Mike Bertrand has anything to say about it.
Well, my kids don't know my iTunes password anymore.
In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.